Blog Talk Radio.
Holy Spirit, my
grateful for you.
Holy Spirit, amen.
Yes, Holy Spirit, we worship you.
This is Wardell Pastry, and you listen to Solar Records Radio. And we are going to praise him today, aren't we? Come on. Y'all know we're going to praise him. You know, God is so good, and he's so awesome. And I just want to say thank you so much for tuning in today and being a part of this. It's just 1 hour. We're just going to, we're going to just absorb ourselves, our hearts in Christ. He's so good to us, guys, and he loves us so much, and I'm so grateful to have this opportunity to talk to you guys and praise with you and just take a moment out just to spend time with God and just let him know that we're listening, that we are hearing. We open our ears and our hearts are open to whatever it is that he wants from us. How can we be a blessing to him? He's always been there for us, and he's always been a blessing for us. So how can we be a blessing to him and his kingdom? So join me. Join me as we praise him. Right here on Solar Records Radio. Let's love one Jesus. Because he loves us. He loves us so much. Let's love him back.
He is jealous for me. Loves like a hurricane. I am a tree.
I love you guys too. And I love the fact that we get the opportunity to come together and praise our Heavenly Father together. And I'm going to take you through different genres of praise and worship music. So come hang out with me. Let's just praise God together and have a good time in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Oh, Peter, 2 Peter 3:1-8, 2 Peter 3:18. But grow in grace and in the knowledge of the Lord and the Savior Jesus Christ. To him be glorified both and forever. Amen. Amen, Jesus.
After all that I've been through, I still have joy.
Don't talk to lie and listen to the truth.
to Ty Trabet. I told you guys, I'm taking you through some different genres of praise and worship, and that's Ty Trabet. Oh my goodness, I believe he was in Philadelphia when he did that. That was amazing, an amazing live performance there. And the drummer, y'all know the drummer is always after my heart. Man, oh man, I love that kid. He's young, and he was just, yeah, he was right there. But anyway, praise you, Father. Thank you, thank you, thank you. As a matter of fact, let's do that right now. We need to pray just a tad. We didn't even pray. So, Father God, we thank you so much for blessing us. And we thank you for being our Heavenly Father. We trust you. And we love you so much. We appreciate all that you do and how you just bless us every single day. We are so grateful for who you are. We thank you for Jesus Christ. We thank you. Thank you for the Holy Spirit. We thank you for caring enough about us to come and get us, Father. Thank you for quickening our hearts and just having us chase after you, for you are an amazing God. And we look forward to that day when we can be with you and celebrate this life that we made it through this test, because this feels like a test. Well, I don't know what it is for sure. All I know is one day I woke up and I realized I was on a planet and I was just trying to be the best person that I could be and listen to my parents teach me about you. And I started learning more about you. And before I knew it, you had penetrated my heart and I'm in love with you. So I cannot wait for the moment to get just to be near you, to be close to you. And I'm so grateful for this opportunity to praise my brothers and sisters around the globe, Father, around the world. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to come together to praise your holy name, because you are the King of all kings, and we are so blessed for you. Father, I ask a special prayer for my brother Larry Freeman right now, as he's going through some difficult times in the last month or so. He's been in and out of the hospital. So I ask that you would just heal his body, Father. Just heal him and let him be able to enjoy his wife Charlene and be blessed in it, and let him be a light that goes out and tell the world about who you are and how you healed him, Father. We thank you so much in advance. We thank you for all the things that you've already done for Larry. So, Father, thank you. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to be able to come to you in a need of prayer. We're so blessed. We're so blessed because of who you are. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' mighty name, we ask our blessings. Amen and amen and amen. Come on, guys. Let's keep praising Jesus right here on Solar Records Radio.
You came and changed my life. You thought I was worth leaving. You thought I was a cowboy.
Oh man, I tell you, that's so beautiful. It's like, why are we singing? Why are we singing these songs to Jesus? Like, he thought we were worth dying for. He says we are worthy. I mean, people all around the world are singing about this man, praising this man, crying to this man, grateful to this man who's blessed their lives and changed their lives. Like, who is he? Who is Jesus? Who is Jesus? Jesus Christ was more than a man or a great teacher. The Bible says he is the Son of God. He is the Son of God. Although Jesus was fully man, he never once committed a sin during his life on earth. He is the only sinless man to ever live. His enemies studied him day and night in an effort to discount him, but they never found a sin. I mean, can you imagine? I mean, we sin just with our thinking. We, you know, it's so easy to fall into thinking about stuff that we shouldn't think, like, oh, I want to hurt that person for doing that. We're thinking wrong. We're thinking evil. We're thinking destruction. We're thinking of hurting God's children. We're built like this. We are built like this. Man. So we can't even help who we are. We can't even get out of our own way. Pastors that preach some of the most amazing sermons turn around and sin immediately afterwards because we can't help who we are. We are a product of our environment, which is the world. We grew up in a sinful world. Therefore, we have a sinful nature and we can't do anything without God. We need God. We need to be redeemed. That's why we praise him. He is so, so absolutely amazing. Jesus lived a humble life and didn't seek fame and receive no special honors from people. He was born in a stable. He was raised in a small and unassuming village in Nazareth, where he was eventually trained to be the simple carpenter. You know, it's so weird because when I look at people that are carpenters, I kind of admire them because Jesus was a carpenter. And it's like the most powerful human, godly human, to ever live on earth was a carpenter. Man, why wasn't he a drummer? You know, it's so amazing that that he came here for us. And it's so amazing that he went through this life and he was abused and tortured and rejected and spit on and whooped and stabbed, and I mean whatever you can think of, they did all kind of things to him to destroy him and break him. But you can't break God. See, God lived in him. He was God in human form, and they couldn't break him. But they did everything they could think of to break him. And I praise his holy name. I mean, because it's so easy to say, okay. But just think about it. With all the power that he had, he could have stopped them immediately. And he didn't. I mean, you know, you got to be super powerful to not use your power to stop you from hurting and being in pain. Because this was part of the plan. And he knew it was part of the plan that his father put him through. And he didn't want it. But he said, if it's your will, let your will be done. And that's what's so important for us, you know, to think that way as well. You know, sometimes we want certain things in life. We want to do certain things. And we're begging God. But we need to make sure that we say, but if it's your will, let your will be done in my life. If you don't give me that promotion, I accept wherever you put me, because there's a reason and there's a purpose for me being there. I mean, there were times when I did certain things. I went through different things in my life, and I was in places I go, why am I here? Like, what, you know? But there was a reason for that, because some things humbled me and it taught me humility. And I believe that that's God working on me and molding me to be the man that he needs me to be a part of, to participate in his kingdom. You know, I didn't like it. You know, it's like, whoa. And there were some times when I was in these glorious places and things were amazing. And I remember thinking, wow, I can't believe I'm here. So there's so many factors in our lives. We got these movements when we are in great shape. And then there's times when we're not in great shape. There's times when we're just kind of right in the middle and everything is simply, it's okay. Nothing special, nothing bad. I'm just glad to be alive. Well, you know, you're blessed to be alive. And if you are a Christian, we should recognize that it is God's will that we are where we are. The grains of sand are right where they belong. And we have the power to pray about whatever it is that we want. Because God gives us all gifts, and a lot of times we want to use those gifts, you know. But if you are a Christian, you want to use it to glorify God, right? Don't you want to use your gift to glorify God? That's what it should be for. So music is a gift to you, and what you do with that gift is a gift to God. So you think about that gift that you want to give him. What's your gift? Think about it. I'm talking to my Christian brothers and sisters and anyone else that wants to be in this amazing walk with Christ. It is beautiful, and you will love it, and it will bless your heart. All you have to do is give your heart to him. Just give your heart to him. He's ready and he's waiting for you. Trust him. Come on. Let's do this. Give your heart to Christ. Let's do it together on Solar Records. Okay, guys, listen. Before we go, I have about 4 minutes left, and I just want to share just a little bit more. Jesus began his early ministry. He selected an ordinary group of fishermen and others to be his followers. He walked his earth, this earth, just like the rest of us. He was one of us. Jesus lived among us, and we could see God with our eyes. He lived among us so we could see God with our eyes, so we can touch God with our hands, so we could talk to God with our lips, hear God with our ears, and live with God in our world. He did all of this so that we could learn how to be like him, the Son of God. We can become children like God too. Jesus has shown us how to live, love, laugh, be accepted in the eyes of God, who was his Father and is our Father. But that's not all Jesus did for us, guys. Jesus came to the earth for more than 2,000 years ago, to save us from our sins. And we're running out of time. I want you to know that God is good and he's faithful. So our sins is what separates us from God. And that's why Jesus came here, to separate us from our sins so we wouldn't be separated from God. And we have been blessed with that. We are now available, able to be with God now because of Jesus Christ shielding us from our sinful nature. So I just want you guys to think about that as this week goes on, and think about how can he use you? What is it that you can do to be a blessing to the kingdom? He loves you. What is it that you can do to be a blessing to your neighborhood? What is it that you can do to be a blessing to your home, to your children, to your wife, to your husband, to yourself? What is it that you can do to be a blessing to yourself? Think about that and act on it. Father God, we thank you for this time, and we appreciate you and we love you. We ask that you protect us throughout this week, keep us safe, and help us to be a blessing to your children and to your kingdom. We love you very much, and we appreciate you. We thank you for all the people that you bring into our life. Thank you so much for humbling us. Thank you for coming here and living the way that you did to bless us and to open our eyes to exactly what it is that you wanted us to see, and that was you. Thank you. Oh, God, we love you. In Jesus' name, amen. Good night. God bless you, guys.